Minister, yesterday nurses and midwives who are members of the INMO engaged in a 24-hour stoppage due to the complete failure of your government and the Minister for Health to address the recruitment and retention crisis that is gripping our health service. This afternoon we'll see hundreds of GPs protesting outside the gates of the Dáil here due to the lack of investment in primary care and the government's failure to reverse past cuts to GP fees. The Psychiatric Nurses Association is today stepping up their industrial action in terms of overtime ban in advance of a 3-day strike by those nurses next week. And at the same time, we have the worst hospital waiting lists in Europe. And last month, more than 10,000 patients spent time on trolleys in hospitals right across the state. And then to couple it all off, we have the National Children's Hospital fiasco that is now €450 million over budget. The grand sum of all of this, Minister, is that we have a health system in a state of absolute and utter chaos. The situation in respect of the National Children's Hospital has descended into the realm of farcical. This morning we learned from the Irish Times that senior officials from the HSC and the Department of Health who sat in that hospital steering group were flagging from October 2017 and nearly every month after that the soaring costs in respect of the Children's Hospital. Yet the Minister maintains he wasn't informed or he wasn't made aware of the cost overrun until August 2018. Now that timeline, Minister, doesn't sound credible. But even if we do take Minister Harris at face value, that doesn't explain why it took until November for the Minister to bring it to the attention of the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue. Not once did he mention that there was an issue of an overrun, and even in November he didn't personally tell the Minister of a €500 million overrun in that area. Can you explain that, Minister, to us here? The Minister never opened his mouth for 3 months about a cost overrun of €500 million in this project. It is utter madness. It shows the dysfunctionality in those departments and at the heart of government. The Taoiseach tweeted this morning, and I quote, "We can get this project back on track." Now, Minister, we know that the Taoiseach is very much a man of spin as opposed to substance, but what does that tweet mean? Is he suggesting that the figure that he announced when he was Minister for Health is getting it back on track, the £637 million? Or is it the figure of the £982 million that we are expected to believe that will be the cost of this hospital? Or is it now the €1.43 billion? Or indeed, is that figure going to increase further? Is he suggesting that we're going to rein back costs in relation to this project? Because the public don't have confidence in the Minister or indeed this government in this area. And there has to be accountability. Any of the myriad of issues that I raised at the beginning are enough in themselves, Minister, but combined they're an illustration that there is something seriously and fundamentally wrong when it comes to health. The fact is, there is incompetence and dysfunction at the top of the health service. It is crying out for direction and has been for many, many years, and it is crying out for leadership.
Thank you,
and when will the penny drop in your government that the Minister for Health is simply not up to the job?